You're listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. A recent report found the state of Ohio ranks at the bottom nationwide when it comes to unsafe bridges. In Montgomery County, dozens of bridges are classified as structurally deficient, but transportation advocates say federal and state funding to repair and replace aging bridges just isn't keeping up with demand. It's unclear when this could change. President Donald Trump's infrastructure funding plan hasn't yet been released. As WYSO's Jess Mador reports, the funding gap is complicating transportation for people who rely on a growing number of deteriorating bridges in the Miami Valley. Empty yellow school buses line up outside school transportation headquarters in Centerville. It's about an hour before schools let out for the day, and transportation supervisor George Sontag sits behind a small desk piled high with papers. He's coordinated student transportation for almost 60 years. Dealing with aging infrastructure, he says, is part of the job.
We have some kind of road construction somewhere every day. Water main break, fire hydrant, pothole in the road, gas lines, water lines, you name it.
This year, it's a nearby bridge that's causing big headaches for his drivers. Just one day before school started, Montgomery County announced the bridge on Alex Bell Road in Washington Township was off limits, too dangerous for large vehicles to cross. School buses would have to find alternate routes to transport students. Sontag, who uses an oxygen tank, unfolds a map of the school district. He says staff stayed late and scrambled at the last minute to find ways around the dangerous bridge.
We can't travel anywhere down in here. They can't turn left. The rest of them have to go around this way. So about 52% of our fleet had to have the routes over. It was a little cumbersome, but we made it.
Buses and large trucks are prohibited from the bridge as a precaution. County engineers have reduced the span's weight limit to 5 tons, and inspectors check its condition weekly. Crews have also installed a line of special concrete support columns beneath the crossing.
Underneath this part of it over here, you can see why.
Out at the bridge site, Montgomery County engineer Paul Gruner says the supports help hold the bridge deck up, like giant jacks lift a car.
They're short, stubby columns with jacks on top of them to provide support at the middle of the span so that we could keep the bridge open. Even though it has a 5-ton limit, we could at least keep it open to auto traffic and small pickup trucks. But trucks can't drive on this bridge right now.
Without the temporary supports in place, he says the bridge's load rating was almost zero. A growing number of Montgomery County's 520 bridges are in similar shape, Gruner says.
We have roughly 30 that are classified as structurally deficient, which are the worst 30. There's probably another 30 that we keep a close eye on them.
Salt used to clear ice in winter is speeding up the natural aging process. It shortened this bridge's lifespan by 20 years. The concrete is split, big chunks are missing, and twisted metal cables called strands are poking through.
If you go across here, all the strands over to here are bad, and then you start at that edge, you got about 3 of them there that are bad. And so there's only a couple of strands left that are any good.
Plans call for replacing the span's defective beams. Gruner says the county should be replacing an average of 10 deteriorating bridges a year, but he says the county can't afford it.
Our funding is the same as it was, basically, as it was in 1989. Everything we buy to repair and replace bridges has more than doubled in price, and so we can only do half as much as we should be doing.
Road and bridge projects are typically funded with money from two sources, vehicle registration fees and the gas tax. The 28-cent tax generates nearly $2 billion a year, but it hasn't been increased in more than a decade, and the federal gas tax hasn't gone up in almost 25 years. Transportation advocates say the tax isn't keeping up with inflation or with gains in fuel efficiency that allow drivers to buy less gas. But efforts to increase the federal gas tax haven't been popular among many Congress members. Meanwhile, the cost of repairing and replacing crumbling transportation infrastructure has skyrocketed, says Brian O. Martin, executive director of the Miami Valley Regional Planning Commission.
I hear all the time from our county engineers that they just don't have enough money to make the needed bridge repairs and roadway repairs.
To keep up with rising expenses, Martin says the region needs a comprehensive long-term transportation funding policy.
We really don't want to see any repeats of, you know, a bridge splashing into a river or creek. So we really need that the funding level to keep up with the needs.
President Donald Trump has promised to boost infrastructure spending by $1 trillion over the next decade. Details of the plan haven't yet been released, but the president's budget blueprint calls for cutting the Department of Transportation by 13%. For WYSO, I'm Jess Mador. Thanks for listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One.